Just think about that, if you will. Is it worth it? What are you willing to sacrifice, right? Is it really that important that that food, that meal, that menu of the food that you're eating is not up to par how you would like it? Is it really that worth it that the people that you're housed with, that you're, if you're going to be a long-term stay or if you're going to be a short-term stay, you're still going to be housed with people. Is it worth it to cause trouble with them? Is it worth it to argue with them? I mean, really, is it worth it to get yourself expelled, suspended, or banned from a study because of something that was nonsense, something that was petty? My dad used to use that word a lot, I remember. Something that's petty. You never want to major in minor things, right? Never major in minor things. That's very, very important. Is it worth it? I think it is. What say you? What do you think? Do you think it's worth it? Right? Can you see yourself with the payout that they're going to give and what you're going to do with the money? Is it worth it to deal with what you got going on in the study? Right? Ask yourself that question. So the priceless question is this. How are average people like us that play by the rules, going to school, listening to our parents, having to just settle in life, working day to day to make ends meet, but how are we now making above average income, getting massive cash flow, and having the time freedom to do what we want, when we want, and how we want? That's the real question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Maurice Trimble Jr., aka The Rich Lab Rat, and welcome to Clinical Study Secrets. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, everybody? Maurice Trimble, Rich Lab Rat here. Ladies and gentlemen of America, how's it going? How's it going? We are back with another podcast. This is episode 6. And in episode 6, I'm really going to be talking about, it's very short, I don't want to keep this, I don't want it to be long, this is actually going to be a very, very short podcast. I just had on my mind some thoughts that I wanted to share with you all about, is it worth it? The clinical studies, in terms of the sacrifices that you got to make. You got to make the sacrifices. Sometimes, I was talking to a few people earlier, and sometimes we were both saying together, the food, it might not be that ideal. Right? The housekeeping, the upkeep of the facility might not be that ideal. The peers that you have, that you're in the study with, might not be that ideal. Your roommates, right? If you have a snorer, someone that snores, someone that has not a good attitude, right? You might have a good attitude, right? Too blessed to be stressed, as I always say, but they might not. And I get that. Because a lot of times in the studies, you're going to be housed with someone. These are strangers from all walks of life, different people, different thoughts, different ideals, cultures, genders, different things alike. And you got to, I'm not saying you have to get along, but it is a situation to where you got to know. You just don't want to meddle in anything that's petty, whether it be the food, whether it be the facility, whether it be the internet, the Wi-Fi is not working correctly, right? There's so many things that can go wrong in a clinical setting, but you got to always look at the bright side. Why did you sign on that dotted line? Why did you do your informed consent? So that you can get the money, so that you can get the compensation, the stipend, so you can get the lab rat money, as I call it, right? That's why you're there. You're not there for anything else, because if it had been any other reason, you wouldn't be in the study. Am I right? Make sense, right? So, remember this, everybody, a quote that I'm going to leave you with. Never major in minor things. Never, ever major in minor things. As my dad used to say, getting involved in things and conversations with individuals, that's petty. Something that's petty, something that's small, it's minute in the grand scheme of things, right? There's so much that you can have afforded to you. Being in a clinical study, so much you could do, so much you can accomplish. So many people you can help, so many obligations you can take care of. This is what you have to think of, my friends. This is what you have to keep your mindset on thinking about, okay? And then it gets you through. That's how it's got anybody through that's gotten over 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, 5 years of studies, 10 years of studies, 15 or 20 years of doing clinical studies, right? And have changed their life for the better. to help with their families, their familia, to help with their loved ones, their kids, right? What are you willing, like in the movie, Him, I saw the trailer for that. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it soon when I get out of here. But with Marlon Wayans and Jordan Peele's new movie and the other actor, I forgot his name. But he said, what are you willing to sacrifice? You know what I mean? Because it is a sacrifice. And this is with anything in life. What are you willing to sacrifice? You. What are you willing to sacrifice? You know, you're going to be in that study for some time. Do you have your arrangements met for your kids? Do you have your arrangements met for your loved ones, your parents, someone that's sick and shut in, your bills, your expenditures, right? You have to sacrifice something. Even if you have to be late on paying something, it's a sacrifice. Even if your kids are going to be mad at you, or they're not going to like what you're doing, they're going to be really having an attitude with you, what are you willing to sacrifice, right? There's always going to be something, but you got to do what's best for you, right? The Most High will want you to only understand to please Him and to understand that for yourself to do what's best for you. Self-preservation. If you can't help yourself, you can't help anybody else, as we always say, right? Me and my dad and my mom that passed, it's been a tough week for me, so my apologies for being late on the podcast. Usually we like to do these every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But for the past week, it's been the anniversary time of my dad's birthday. 75 years old he would have been. Born in 1950, right? And him passing away and my mom passing away 2 years next month, in October it would be, that she passed away. So it's been a tough time, but you know, we get through. And all I can say is that for you, going forward, just think about that. You know, doing the clinical studies, you are going to sacrifice, but you're siding on the dotted line. And the money that they're compensating you for, that should be more than enough for the sacrifice you got to deal with in terms of who your house with, the food that's there, housekeeping, how they do things, and the structure of their facility. You can't change these things. They're out of your control. But what you can control is your thoughts. You can control your reaction to those things, right? Mr. Jim Rohn used to say, you can't control the storm weather, the stormy weather outside, the raging storm on the river or the ocean. But you can control the setting of the sail, right? Can't control the weather, but you can set how you react to the weather, right? So just remember that. I'll leave y'all with that. Make this really quick and short. Pretty soon in the next podcast, I can't wait. We're going to have a lot of individuals. We're going to be interviewing a lot of people. Many men, many women is going to come on a podcast and share their thoughts of how studies has been to them. I'd like to get that value and bring it to you all, right? But we keep this short and sweet. But that being said, stay too blessed to be stressed, always obsessed with success, and smile, say cheese, because I'm going to help you get that cheese. See you later, everybody.
You want the secrets to clinical study trials? Then go get my free Clinical Study Secrets guide at clinicalstudysecrets.com. Inside this guide, you'll see me crush the 12 false beliefs that hold people back in life, but you'll also discover how to become a rich lab rat so you too can escape the rat race.